I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're smoking some competition chicken thighs.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 49 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're going to dive into the world of competition barbecue, and more specifically, the world of the Kansas City Barbecue Society, or KCBS.
The KCBS is the largest sanctioning body of barbecue competitions in the world, with competitions being held all over the U.S. and in Mexico, Canada, Australia, and Western Europe. But how exactly does a barbecue competition sanctioning body get started?
The KCBS was dreamed up by Carolyn and Gary Wells and Rich Welch in 1985. The three of them regularly competed in local competitions in the Kansas City area, including the Great Lenexa Barbecue Battle, the Blue Springs Blaze Off, and the American Royal. These competitions were considerably smaller than they are today, and the teams all knew each other well. And once the competitions were over, everyone wondered when the next event would be. But there just weren't any.
So the three of them had the idea to start an informal barbecue society, dubbing it the Kansas City Barbecue Society, and started a newsletter called The Bull Sheet. Around 20 people joined that first year, but the KCBS was just getting started. At first, the group was just an informal bunch of barbecue lovers who got together to compete from time to time. But as news spread of the group, people around the US began calling, wanting to start their own barbecue competitions, and asking the KCBS to sanction their events.
Up until this time, all barbecue competitions had their own rules and criteria, so there was a need for a central sanctioning body if people wanted to start competitions all around the states. The board of directors of the KCBS decided to put together a committee to set standards for competitions, and a computer program was created to tabulate scores. This continued to grow the organization, and by the end of 1988, there were 800 members. In 3 short years, the KCBS had gone from a small group of friends with a love of barbecue to the largest organization of its kind in the world.
The KCBS kept growing and soon began giving out awards at the end of each season for Team of the Year using cumulative scores from the season's contests. By 1993, there were 1,400 members, and the group began to plan how to continue to grow easily into the next century. These days, the KCBS has over 19,000 members and sanctions more than 450 events each year.
Next week, we'll break down how KCBS scoring works, but we think this is enough history for now. Well, one other thing about these chicken thighs. This recipe has been one of our most viewed on our YouTube channel over the years, and for any of you who subscribe to Bon Appetit, you may have read Peter Meehan's essay on entering his first barbecue competition. In the essay, he notes that he followed Chef Tom's recipes from YouTube for both chicken thighs and ribs for the competition. To find out how he did, you should head over to bonappetit.com or pick up the latest issue, as it really is a fantastic read. Okay, let's cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on our competition chicken thighs.
Well, the first part to competition chicken thighs is doing your trimming. And the trimming is pretty involved, as you can imagine. What we're going to start with is this bone-in chicken thigh. I'm going to peel the skin off the outside. Now, you want to start with good chicken in general. This is a smart chicken, no water added. They haven't done anything to this. It's a fresh chicken. So that's a good place to start because it allows you to do whatever you want without having to overcome anything that's already been done to it. So as I take the skin off of this chicken, I'm just going to set the thigh aside for now and lay the skin of the chicken down on our cutting board flat. I'm going to kind of square this up. We want one big rectangle of chicken skin. And what I'm looking at is the bottom side, or the inside, of the chicken skin. I'm taking a very sharp boning knife and I'm laying it flat on the skin, and I'm going to start trimming away the fat that's sitting on the skin. Now, this fat takes some time to render out when it cooks, and it can really prevent you from having a nice bite through chicken skin, which is really important when it comes to competition chicken. When the judge bites into this chicken, you want them to bite straight through the skin and into the meat and have a nice clean bite. So this is a bit tedious, but I'm just laying the blade flat, pressing down with a little bit of a downward angle, taking care not to poke through the skin. We're really taking this fat off almost all the way so that you can practically see through the chicken skin. All right, for the sake of the podcast, I'm just going to do one of these at a time so we can go through the entire process. Now, once you've got all your fat trimmed from the skin, go ahead and set it aside, and you're going to pick up your thigh. Now, the place I start with the thigh is I flip it over so that I'm looking at the bone. This is the very inside of the thigh. It's kind of splayed out. So you've got the two bone ends. One of them you'll find is much closer to the edge of the muscle than the other. And that's where we're going to start. Now, typically this has a little bit of a knuckle left on the outside of it. It's not a part of the bone. It's where the joint was. So you're going to get rid of this socket. You just want to cut that out of there. And then that gives us a little better access to the end of the bone. So this is a big rounded end of the bone here, and we want to get rid of that because we want to try and make these chicken thighs look as uniform as possible from left to right, from top to bottom, and as uniform as possible with one another in size. So I'm going to take a nice pair of kitchen shears. These have a notch in them, which is designed just for this, which is cutting through a bone, and I'm going to cut the rounded end off of the chicken thigh bone. So now I've got a straight end. I'm gonna make sure that there's no bone fragments there. And this allows the chicken to appear as though it's just one big muscle. But we're still gonna have the structure from the bone itself. Now, if I go to the other end of that bone, you'll notice that the knuckle sort of sticks up in the air when this is flipped over. So I'm going to take my shears once again and flatten that out so that the thigh will sit flat. All right, so we shave that flat, and that should be all of the work you need to do with the bones there. Again, check and make sure you don't have any particles of bone fragment anywhere. That definitely won't do well for you in a judging situation. From here, we're gonna flip it over and start to clean up the overall shape of the muscle. So you're gonna find that at either end, there's quite a bit of fat. We'll go ahead and square that off, get rid of that fat that's sitting on the surface. And now I've got a really clean looking rectangle. And anywhere on the long sides of this where you've got kind of a jagged piece of muscle sticking out, just square that up so it's nice and clean looking. Now what I like to do is roll this up into a nice little bundle and see if there's anything that's sticking out or really obvious. If there is, I'll take my knife and just square that up on the ends. We're talking about the ends where the bone knuckles would have been before we removed those. But you essentially want a really clean, tight barrel of a chicken thigh. So that is essentially the cleaning process. We're gonna go through and do all of the rest of these. And then what we'll move on to is the seasoning and marinating process. Now when it comes to marinating or brining or injecting, you know, you can do any of those things, but you wanna do something to really try to amp up the flavor. When a judge just taking a single bite out of your chicken, you want it to just explode with flavor. It needs to be notable. So the first thing we do to help tenderize the meat and also to add extra flavor, in this case, is going to be a marinade. I also recommend injecting. Brining is great as well. And sometimes you'll do more than one method. Today, what we're going to be doing is a barbecue marinade that's big on butter, garlic, lemon, all of those big flavors that we want to pop out when the judge takes a bite. So we're just going to start with a plastic bag here. We've got our Smoke on Wheels barbecue marinade. We're gonna put just the thighs into the bag. The skins we'll wrap up in plastic for now and put in the fridge. Those don't need any marinade. All right, so we've got our thighs in the marinade here in the bag, and this is gonna go into the fridge for 1 hour. All right, it's been 1 hour. We're gonna pull our chicken thighs out of the marinade, lay them out on a sheet pan. There's lots of great flavor coming out of this marinade, so we're not gonna get rid of it completely, but we do need to get some of that excess off the surface just using a paper towel. So we're just gonna kind of blot these dry with paper towels, not completely dry. We're leaving some of that marinade behind. And we're also leaving some of those herbs behind, which give it a little bit of an interesting look to it. The next thing we need to do here is get these chicken thighs seasoned. And for that, we're going to be using a barbecue rub. In particular, this is the Arbutz or Smokin' Butt Kickin' Chicken, which is one of our favorite barbecue rubs around here, especially for competition chicken. So you want some sort of a barbecue rub that's got a nice color to it. A little bit of red that will show through that thin skin is a nice thing to have. We're gonna go with the top side, essentially where the thigh comes in contact with the skin. We're gonna season that first. And we're giving it a good coating in the rub. Again, we want big flavor. We don't want it to be too salty, but it needs to really have an impact. Now, what I would do next is take your chicken skins and lay those out on your work surface. We're also going to put just a little bit of seasoning on the bottom side of the chicken skin, and then we'll flip each one of these thighs over and place it on the chicken skin just like it was when we first took these apart. Now, what you should have is some nice overlap around the edges. We'll go ahead and season the bottom side of these chicken thighs one by one. And then what I like to do is I'll pull the skin and just roll this up. Skin should be nice and tight. You should have a very uniform looking sort of log of chicken, as even as possible. All right, so I'm gonna continue to build the rest of these just like I did this one. Lay out chicken skin, little seasoning underneath the skin. Flip the chicken thigh over, a little seasoning underneath the thigh. Pull the skin and roll it up nice and tight. And the ends I just sort of tuck under with my fingers. So there should be no skin left flapping around or anything. It should all be tucked in there nice and tight. Now I'll be cooking our chicken thighs in a foil pan today. This is a half size foil pan. And before I get them in there, I'm going to add to the pan a half cup of clarified butter just to give it some fattiness to really sit in as it cooks, but it won't have those milk solids that will burn during the cook. And I'm transferring the chicken thighs one by one into the pan. You want a little bit of space around each one. So about six thighs to a half pan, that's ideal. But now that we've got these in place, I'll go ahead and season the top side of the chicken skin. All right, we are ready to go out to the cooker. Now we're cooking these chicken thighs on our Yoder Smokers pellet grill today. It's set to 275 degrees, which is a great range for chicken. It's gonna move fast enough that poultry will soak up smoke a little easier than something like beef or pork, so we can go with a slightly higher temperature, which will also be good for our skin, help crisp that up in the end. So we'll start by smoking this open for about half an hour. All right, we are half an hour into this cook. We've given this some time to soak up some smoke. What I wanna do now is take some foil and cover up this pan. We're gonna trap all that moisture in there and continue to cook these chicken thighs. Oh, for probably another half hour or so, we're looking for an internal temperature of about 150 before we get to the next step. Now at this time, what I wanna do is make our barbecue sauce that we're gonna be glazing these chicken thighs with. We're just gonna be combining a couple of our favorite barbecue sauces. One is a little bit of a spicy one, a habanero barbecue sauce from Plowboys called Hot Head. And we're gonna go equal parts on this thicker, hotter barbecue sauce. And then we wanna go with something a little bit thinner so we get a nice glaze on the outside of those chicken thighs. And this is the Firebug Mild Grilling Sauce. So this is a little bit fruitier and it'll add some sweetness. So I'm just gonna combine the two of these in a saucepan. We just wanna warm this up so that when we actually get the sauce on the chicken thighs, we're not slowing down the cooking process at all. Plus when it's warm, the viscosity will be just right to coat the outside of the chicken thigh. All right, so it's been about 30 minutes now. We're gonna take this foil off. And using an instant read thermometer, come in from the side so we don't puncture the skin, and we're checking for internal temperature. We're looking at about 155, 160 now, which is great. So the last step in this process is to glaze these with the sauce and then kind of let that sauce set up, and that will take us through the end of the cooking process. So I'm taking these chicken thighs out of the cooker, and I've got a cooling rack, like a metal cooling rack, that I'm gonna place here on the second shelf of the cooker. So sort of elevate these a little bit. And what we wanna do is take each individual thigh, we're gonna flip it over and dunk it in our sauce, which is still in that saucepan, and then transfer that to the wire rack. And the idea here is that we get a nice even coating on the thigh and we don't have any brush marks. And then the sauce doesn't have anywhere to pool because it's sitting on this wire rack now. The sauce is gonna give us a nice shine on the outside, as well as a little bit of sweetness and a little bit of heat. So we're really hitting all of those flavors that we want. We've got some savory, we've got some sweetness, we've got some spiciness. All very good things. We want something balanced and something that's really interesting flavor-wise. Now as far as the finishing internal temperature, 170, 175 is pretty good for something like a thigh. Definitely can take this a little further than you would like a chicken breast, because that meat actually starts to get just a little bit more velvety as you take it past that 165 mark. All right, I'm gonna close the lid up. We'll just let these cook away. I'll come back in about 5 minutes to check on them again. Well, these are all sitting in that 170 to 175 range now. They've glazed up very beautifully. We're gonna take these off the pit and they're ready to go into the box. Give this about 5 minutes to just cool down a bit before we get a taste of it. And I'm gonna go ahead and grab it middle finger and thumb on each end of the bone. So you wanna take a bite right out of the center. Great flavor. Really what we're going for, just that explosion of flavors when you take that first bite. And the bite went straight through the skin because we took all that fat off. Perfect bite through on the skin. That's exactly what we're looking for.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as we talk about how KCBS events are scored. Plus, Chef Tom will smoke up some competition spare ribs.